Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska agent commission rates, what Colibri real estate data reveals by city. Colibri Real Estate published a breakdown of average real estate commission rates and city-specific earnings for agents across Nebraska. Understanding regional commission variations helps Nebraska agents benchmark their own rates and negotiate more effectively in their local markets. Review the full commission breakdown by any city to see how your market compares. http://colibrirealestate.com/blog/realestateagentcommissionnebraska. Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska Deeds Online, digital access to property records. Nebraska Deeds Online is a web-based platform providing digital access to property deed records in Nebraska. Real estate professionals in NE can streamline title research and closing processes by accessing deed records online rather than visiting county offices in person. Visit htslatinnebraskadeedsonline.us/ to search property deed records for your next transaction. Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska Taxes Online, new digital tool for NE property tax searches and payments. Nebraska property owners and professionals can now search and pay property taxes through a dedicated online portal. Real estate professionals in NE can streamline due diligence, verify tax statuses, and advise clients on payment options without relying on in-person visits or mailed documents. Bookmark https://nebraskataxesonline.us/ for quick access during transactions and client consultations. Nebraska real estate headlines. Cass County Assessor Office, committed to fair property valuations in NE. The Cass County Assessor's Office, led by Sasha Fry, is dedicated to establishing fair and accurate property assessments. Accurate property valuations from the assessor's office directly affect listing prices, tax liabilities, and transaction negotiations for any real estate professionals working in Cass County. Review current assessment practices at www.nee.assessor before your next Cass County transaction. Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska County Assessor Directory now available in PDF and Excel formats. The Nebraska Department of Revenue has published a complete listing of county assessor addresses with downloadable PDF and Excel options for parcel search access. Real estate professionals in NE need accurate assessor contact information and parcel data to verify property valuations, research comparable sales, and expedite transactions across all 93 counties. Download the complete assessor directory and access parcel search tools /revenue.nebraska.gov/county-assessors-and-parcel-search. Nebraska Real Estate Updates. Nebraska County Assessor GIS Portal. Access property data online. The Nebraska County Assessor GIS links direct users to third-party vendor sites for property mapping and assessment data. Real estate professionals in NE rely on County Assessor GIS data for property research, valuation, and transaction due diligence. Visit https://nebraskamap.gov/pages/county-assessor to access your county's GIS portal. Contact the vendor directly for technical issues. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price, It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.